Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, welcome. We are very excited to talk about the Valley today and our review of Something About Her.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. We had our interview with Joe. So if you're new here, what we are focused on Vanderpump Rules and the Valley. We've been the longest running podcast focused on Vanderpump Rules. So we know our stuff and we spend our time going to as many events to support the cast and the crew and the show as possible, from, you know, going to Something About Her, to going to Chicago, to going to a finale party, whatever it might be. So we've gotten to know the cast very well over many years, as far as, you know, everything that they are there for, and we're here to report on and give you guys an experience when you can't visit yourselves. But if you are, let us know. It's always fun to get together for a Vander pub crawl. Probably some of you are going on the Jackson Schwartz one coming up, where you're going to visit the different bars. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. But yeah, we've also got an event actually at Jax's bar in Studio City on June 22nd. We'll be doing a live podcast and fun and games and all of it, followed by hosting Vanderpump Rules trivia night there. So go get your tickets. They are free. And you can hit the Eventbrite link in our Facebook group, in our Patreon, which is only $3 a month to join. There you will get extra bonus content, extra episodes of other shows. And we just put a lot of, like, you know, secret sauce in there from time to time. So it's fun. Or if you're not in either of those groups, you can DM us or email us, VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. Instagram, Vanderpump Rules Party, and we can always send you the link. Again, it's Saturday, June 22nd, starting at 5 p.m. Trivia will start at 6 p.m., and then you can do whatever you want with your night.
So, yes.
Anything else, yeah, hit us up. We're happy to answer any questions, and thank you guys for tuning in. So I think we're going to start off talking about our experience with Something About Her's grand opening this week.
Yes. I'm still over just the past couple days. Like, it's been so busy, and we've been so excited to talk to you guys about our experience, and then some of our friends, what their experience was later in the day, and all of that. And if we'd love to hear from you guys, too. What did you experience in the line at Something About Her? Yeah, but I'm so excited that we got to go and that we got in and got to taste test 4 sandwiches. So that was super cool.
Yeah, you guys, we had stayed up in LA because the night before we had interviewed Joe. Go check out that interview. I've seen a lot of great comments and other comments as well. And you guys, just for those of you new, we kind of stopped focusing on cast interviews a few years ago. We used to do them, and then we realized everybody goes on the same podcast, says the same thing. Bravo's tightened the leash on what people can and can't say. So it's kind of like, we don't want to get to the point where we're too biased. We want to recap the show objectively and be free to give our opinions, both the good, the bad, the ugly, the nice. And sometimes here and there, we like to get kind of a supporting cast member on that maybe didn't fully get to have the platform to speak their voice or their opinion. And so we like to give folks like that a chance to, you know, on an unedited platform, because the show is edited, just be able to, you know, say what they want to say. And that's what, you know, that is for. So you guys can hear people's full perspective instead of just a show edit, and then make your own opinions. You know, it's a free world. So, well, some places. Anyways, that is our intention with sometimes having interviews. It's usually to let people that, you know, haven't fully had a full platform to say what they want to say. And then we all move on from there and see where it goes. So that's that. But we were doing that and we are up late podcasting with Joe. And then we did our own reunion podcast. And then we got up early and went to Something About Her and waited in line. And Holly went first. So you got what, second or third place?
I was third. Line? Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to our great listener and friend, Charisse. She was the first one in line. She brought her camping chair, which is very smart. And Ariana saw her post and acknowledged her. So that was cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was about a half an hour behind Holly. I was texting. I was like, what's the line like? And she said, huge. And at that point, I thought, oh, should I just turn around? I did it. And then as I was driving down Robertson, I saw you in line in the line. And I was like, oh, gosh, I'm so glad Holly and Charisse are already in line. And so I got to, merge with them. And then our friend Kimberly came as well. Shout out to Kimberly, who drove up from San Diego.
Yeah, and it was wild. There was people from all over. The guys behind us were from New York. We heard there was people there from Ireland.
Wow.
Yeah, so definitely people making far journeys to try a sandwich at Something About Her. So I got in line. I just checked my like timestamps because I was like, I thought I got there at about 8:30, but I took my parking photo to pay for my parking at 8:51. So not that early to be third in line at all. Open at 10. So what I got there an hour and 10 minutes, 9 minutes early. So not bad at all. And, And after seeing what happened with the line and how they were letting people in, I was like, thank God we got to get in early because we were able to get a table, we could sit down, we really got to talk with and visit with all of the staff and everyone in there. So it was really cool.
So we posted some reels on Instagram. Go check that out about Something About Her. And you posted, Holly initially went down the line to see how, the line went around the corner to the back part of that area, quite a few people in line, but then by the time we left, the line had split off. So it still went around the corner and behind the building. And then it split off like into a Y and went all the way down past Sir. So there was, a couple hundred people for sure.
Oh, for sure. Sarah and I, in our past podcasts, have talked about, we are wondering how they were going to do crowd control, because there's many businesses that are along that line where people would be blocking their doors if they were standing in line. And sure enough, that happened. While I was waiting there early, the coffee shop, which it's not directly next door, there's an acai smoothie place next to them. They did not say anything, but when you walk across the little hallway of the alley, there's a coffee shop right there, and they absolutely came out and sent the people down the alley because they did not want their storefront blocked. Well, that only lasted for so long because there was nowhere for everyone to go. So I don't know what their – I was going to go in there and ask and be like, what do you guys think about this? But I didn't.
Yeah, we talked about maybe a missed opportunity for them. If I was because people were waiting quite a long time, I'd maybe come out and be like, anyone want a little, how members of Starbucks used to have the little free samples for you, like a crumbled up muffin or something, like little pieces. I might do that for the people waiting. Maybe someone wants a water or a coffee. I would have gotten a coffee for sure. Or a little snack or something, like kind of like, hey, come in, buy one, get one, or some kind of special to like.
Or I would have just worked the line and said, you can stay in line. Here's our menu. Give me your card. I'll go run it and I'll bring your order back to you in line. I would have totally done that. Joking that it would have been funny for them to have like a cutout of Ariana and be like, come in and take a picture with Ariana, even though it would just be funny. And I bet you those businesses will come up with something because I'm sure at least through the weekend, it's going to be like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we So it was about 10:01 and we started seeing like, well, we had seen Ariana actually showed up the same time I did. I didn't see her, but she told me. She's like, oh, I parked with you at the same time in the same parking lot. I'm like, oh, okay. Missed that. But so that was about 9:30, right? Yeah, 9:15, 9:30. And Katie had walked by and the crowd was like, whoa, Katie's there. And then we saw them kind of wrestling with the window shades and the doors. And we're like, they're coming out. Everyone gets their cameras out. There's paparazzi there. There's a couple of paparazzi. Those guys were really nice. Mm-hmm. I've seen the one guy before. And then two of their workers came out and said that they're getting ready. It'll just be a few more minutes. And then we see the Katie takes one door and Ariana takes the other door with the shades to pull them up at the same time. Like, we're open. So everyone just goes wild. Everyone's taking photos. Katie and Ariana come out and say, unfortunately, you know, we're having some issues with their point of sale system. So it's going really slow. So we are going to start, but we're going to start slowly by bringing in like one or two people at a time, just to make sure that orders go through and everything's flowing. Mm-hmm. So I think as they warmed up, they started like more people started flowing in at a faster pace.
Yeah.
But you know, people seated, I think, what did it take, about 20 minutes for our sandwiches?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Maybe like 10.
Okay. But you guys, we ordered a lot of sandwiches and also we were the first group. So I'm sure that's just like, we had four between Holly and myself, and then Charisse and Kimberly had two. But anyways, you went in first, ordered, talked to Katie and Ariana. I'll let you speak on your experience.
Yeah, so I waited in line and there was a girl taking an order, like just on kind of like a little handheld device. And then, yeah, so Katie and Ariana were there. So I was able to talk to them and say, congratulations. Like, and they said they were so excited, but they couldn't believe that out of all the days for the POS system to go down. And there was two people behind the counter who were like on the phone, you know, with tech support, like walking through, resetting everything.
Oh God, what am I, that stress.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
People waiting. I feel for them.
Yeah. So then at that point there was only, you know, four of us in there or something. And so everyone was asking for photos and they graciously took the photos. Lots of people had things to give them. So they were graciously taking things that people brought for them and listening to what they were and the whole thing, being very patient and nice and everything. And, then I talked to Terry. I got a picture with Terry and Ariana and Katie, and it was super cool. And then I ordered the sandwiches, and I told the girl, I was like, okay, like, I want to order four. And so I gave her the, you know, each name, and I was waiting for her device to, like, populate. And something like, excuse me, I don't know what she thought that I said or something, but she put the four sandwiches in that I said, and then she put four carry sandwiches in. So my total was like $250 or something. And I'm like, wait, I'm like, that's not right. I'm like, I don't want four of the carry sandwiches. I said, I just wanted four total, like by the list of the names that I gave you. So she fixed that. She's like, oh, so she's like, I thought that was kind of weird. So the sandwiches that we ordered, I'll give you guys the list. We ordered the Meg, the Cameron, the Reese, and
the Viola.
And so that was super easy. There was the tip option right away, right there. So I think I tipped like $11 was like the lowest, like one I could hit, you know? So like, yeah, $11.50 or something I tipped. And then, because I didn't want to hit skip like on the first day, especially because if I was taking it to go or something, you know, that would be one thing. But I was like, oh, like I want to make sure that the staff, you know, is taken care of and everything. So they gave me my little number. Oh, they also had merch available, like super cute t-shirts in three colors, hats. They had.
We did get We got 4 t-shirts to give away to you guys and a hat. So we'll figure out. We've been doing our giveaways in Patreon. So we got a small, medium, large, and extra large shirt. It's like this cool sage green, something about her. It's pretty. And then a hat to give away. So we'll announce that later on, how to enter that giveaway drawing. They also had like baked goods or something.
Yeah, so they had like, 4 flavors of chips. They had, you could get...
Yeah, what happened with that? Why didn't you order the chips that you were insisting on?
Because I was feeling, there wasn't like a giant line, because I also was going to order like a beverage. And then I was like, I knew that I was going to feel uncomfortable sitting there like taking up space when there were so many people waiting. So I was just like, I'm just going to do the sandwiches. And then, they had like a really nice little cute water container there, you know, where you can, so I was like, I'm going to choke if I don't have water. So I saw there was water. And so, yeah, I declined doing that, but they had like the box water for sale. They had Olipop. They had, Loverboy. They had wine. They had, brownies, cookies, croissants.
They're only serving Abilene wine, which is Cameron Diaz's brand, which they have a sandwich named after Cameron Diaz. So that tracks.
Well, and we saw people order that right away. So good for them.
Yeah. There's a couple that had a bottle of wine at 10 a.m., but you said it was his birthday.
It was his birthday. Shout out if you're listening. Happy birthday.
Shout out to our new friend, Gina, who we met in line.
I also saw in one of the episodes when like they're like looking for what they had, like those little blue cups that was like a scene, you know, during one of their like, we're trying to open the sandwich shop. Like, here's our little cups. Like, I saw the cups. They were really cute.
But also behind us in line was the reviewer for Eater LA magazine, or the food critic site. So that was fun to, because I recognized the person. I'm like, who wrote this? And then I looked the person up. I'm like, oh, that person was like right behind us. It was funny because they were like hearing people's conversations. They're like, yeah, no one's reviewed this. And they're like, oh, I'm about to. But I read the article and they mentioned you in the article, you and Charisse. They're like, yeah, at the front of the line, people were kind of camped out, one wearing like a Chicago t-shirt and the other wearing something about her. So I was like, that's you, Holly.
Yeah. They're like, someone was wearing a giant face of Ariana. It's like, yeah. Actually, it's her Broadway show t-shirt where I went to New York.
Yeah. But I like their review. I think it was pretty on par with what I will have to say, like my review of it. Like they and your review, they hit a couple things spot on. So, you know, we'll share our experience, and it was just good to hear someone else like, you know, kind of feel the same way. Like, you know, good and all that. So anyways,
yeah, we'll get into it. So that was it.
The chip thing, I think, was a little bit of a missed opportunity because at BravoCon, they had the Lay's collaboration with something about her. They had a big, like, not even a booth, right? Like, the Lay's station for something about her was massive at BravoCon. And they, you know, collaborated with Katie and Ariana on a couple flavors that they highlighted. So I thought it would have been cute to have those Lay's collaborated flavors chips at something about her, but it was like kettle chips or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So different. Well,
I'm looking at what the transaction came up as, like on my credit card, and it says something about He West Hollywood. Like it's H-E and then W-E-S Hollywood, California. Something about He West Hollywood.
Something about he.
I wonder if that's
something about him.
Because they can't use her.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So our total was $82.71 for 4 sandwiches.
Okay.
Okay, so we put our order in, we sit down, we get the awesome, like, window table, like, that all of the photos are taken in, and I just touching on, like, the seating, it was very comfortable. I thought I did not want to rub elbows with another person or have them, like, you know, back their butt up into me or anything. And it was not like that at all. I actually felt very comfortable, and that's probably because we got the best table in the restaurant. But
even the people coming in, like the people where the couple had the bottle of wine on the other side, the people coming in to stand in line to place their order, I thought that would be annoying. Like, people would be bumping the back of their chair, but there seemed to be enough space.
Yeah, it was happening. Yeah, so I was like really happy about that. I thought that's great, because I was totally in my own little bubble. Like, I didn't notice anyone in line, nothing. And then Katie and Ariana were like super attentive. So as we sat down with our number, Katie came over and like set napkins down at our table. The napkins were really nice, by the way, like thick. Deluxe napkins. Yes. Thick AF. And,
you know what we needed though with the napkins was a knife.
A knife. Yes. That's
because we wanted to cut. And actually, that maybe would have made the Italian one a little bit easier. We wanted to cut because we ordered 4 sandwiches. We obviously aren't going to eat 4 full sandwiches, but I wanted like Charisse and Kimberly to try, like, here, let me cut the half in half and let's all try a little bit of, you know, what do you think? And so I didn't have a knife, so I was having to like bear claw rip open the turkey one, and it just was a mess. And I'm like, this does not look appetizing. Like, here, friend, here, take my.
And we were like right in the window, and everyone was like drooling because they're hungry and they've waited in line for so long. They're like looking at us, and Sarah's like ripping the sandwich. No, but and I feel like that knife comment isn't just because we were sharing the sandwich. I personally would have liked to cut my sandwich into pieces, like just to be able to eat it easier, or to be able to take a little bit home and not eat all of it. So I think, having some knives available or a fork, you know, knives and a fork would be super helpful. And then I was very excited to see that they changed the plating of it to add a little, you know, handful of grapes. So you received a pickle and a grape and a little grape bunch on your tray as well.
Which is great because that's so easy to do. It's easy to clean up. It's fast. It balances out the tray, and it doesn't make the tray look so big and empty. Like,
yeah, it looks
what
good.
Is this, like a school cafeteria tray? That's why my previous feedback was like, is this like school cafeteria or prison tray? It's like this big metal tray, like you get at a barbecue joint. And then like, oh, there's just a pickle. It looked just a little off balance, and now it's more balanced. And you feel like you get like a full, I get a sandwich with a little garnish.
And it really helped the sandwich, in my opinion, too, because I personally don't like pickles, so I would never touch a pickle. So I liked having the grapes. And I'm sure there's people who don't like the grapes but like the pickle, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then you can do a prison trade, bringing it all back to prison. Like, I'll give you my pickle for your grapes. that was a nice touch. So we get our sandwiches, and we just start taste testing.
Yeah. So the last one to come out was like the one that was like pressed. So that one we received last, but the other three came out pretty quickly. So that was nice. And
so they're all. We also put the menu on our Instagram. You guys can go check it out. But all the sandwiches are named after like leading lady actresses. So
it's very rom-commy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's start with the Greek one.
Okay, and we did physically start with the Greek one too. So that's in a lava. I'm not a wrap fan, but this one said lava spread, which, you know, is a little thicker and like kind of soft, pillowy usually. And it was like a Greek salad wrapped up. And I love like Greek food and Greek salad. And I thought this was going to be the one. I've been hearing about this Greek goddess sandwich for 2 years now. I've been salivating for it. This one was called the Meg. And ironically, this was not my favorite. It's like some of the other ones that I would not have ordered were my favorites. So,
yeah, I feel like when I took like my, I believe I only took one bite of this because I was done after my first bite, but, I feel like if I would ever try this one again, I would get it in a salad form because the wrap was an unnecessary, thing for me. And the taste inside was very good, but the wrap actually took away from it a little bit for me. And I think also looking at the table and seeing that we had four things to try, I was like, this, I'm not going to go in on this because it just wasn't, it didn't hit the spot for me.
Yeah. And by the way, you can get any of these sandwiches made into salad form if you're not feeling the bread or the carbs. So this would have been a good option for us to try the salad form maybe next time. I thought the lavish bread, it was a little too dry and cardboardy for me. I was expecting more of like a fresh, soft pita or like a chalupa-y kind of, you know, but not crispy. But you know, like a focaccia.
Yeah, I feel like though if I worked in the area and I was going, I'm like, oh, like I'm gonna grab something really quick. This would be a great item to use that knife on, eat half of it, you know, save it in the work fridge, and then go back to it. I feel like it would hold up well and it's good and it's filling. But as far as like that savory, you know, like kind of like a sandwich treat for yourself, like I'm gonna treat myself to a freaking sandwich. This wouldn't be it for me.
I don't think there was any olives in there. Were there? I actually have the menu. Let me hold on one second.
I did not eat an olive.
Hold on.
I barely could get those tomatoes down. Yeah, this one was just like, it was very flavorful. Okay, I did like the flavor of it, but yeah, like I said, the wrap of it was just like, eh.
Okay, so for traditional Greek salad, you're going to have, I know you're not a fan, but I am. You're going to have Kalamata olives. So, yeah, for me, there was something missing. Like, I think an olive would have been, like, texturally, because that kind of mimics meat, you know, like tofu or meat, eggplant, olive, you know, that sort of thing. It was just Greek salad, tzatziki, feta, sun-dried tomato, romaine lettuce. So, I don't know. It was off a little bit for the flavor for me. I think I could have used some olives. And then the bread, I wasn't a massive fan of.
I will say though that I felt like all of their ingredients, like I'm not going to talk about the bread, yes, very fresh. And I think they did a really good job of it. You felt, it did feel like a little moment where it was like, because we didn't sit there for long. You know, we'd been waiting in line. We sat down and it was a little bit of like a refreshing, magical moment like they've been talking about where it's like you come in and it's like something about her. Like I got it. I saw their vision and I think they really accomplished it.
Oh, I think the decor is beautiful. Like beautiful. So calming and relaxing. I want to have like a Parisian lunch there. Like I definitely want to go more at a lunchtime and have like, I know they're going to do some wine-based cocktails coming up, so maybe have that, or if they had some champagne or something that's, you know, more like, I don't know that I want to jump into the Chardonnay at noon, but I would love
to have like a freshly brewed iced tea with it. I feel like that would be so freaking good.
Okay.
I'm getting wild with the iced tea.
You don't want a hard kombucha? They've got that.
No.
Okay. Next sandwich?
Yes.
What did we try next? Was it the chicken salad? We tried the chicken salad next.
Okay, I loved the chicken salad, and actually...
It was really good. It was our favorite.
Yeah, it was my second favorite. This one gets number two for me. But
it's number one for me.
It's one of those ones, you know, it's like when you go on a trip and you come like, and like maybe like the trip's like a little chaotic or something. And then you come home and you're like, God, that was so much fun. And you start thinking more fondly about it. I feel like that's how, like, I haven't stopped thinking about this sandwich. The bread was amazing. The chicken salad was amazing. It was like a,
so much flavor.
Yes. You took a bite and this was one of those things where you're like, whoa.
So it's grain bread, which was very soft and hearty, chef's chicken salad, small batch balsamic mustard, gem lettuce. I don't know. It was just really flavorful. And then the bread was great. And yeah, it was my favorite.
It was really fresh tasting and really like I said, this one really made me feel special. I don't know how a sandwich can do that, but I was like, it really felt like I was treating myself. Like, wow, like this is what a nice lunch, you know?
We almost didn't order that one.
Yeah, we were going to do the tuna one because everyone was talking about that. Then we thought, let's do this one because I haven't heard anyone talk about this. So let's try that to be different. And it was a winner.
Yeah, next time I want to try the Caprese one and maybe the Kerry, which is the faux tuna, the chickpea, and then maybe the Diane, the tuna. But okay, so we loved the Reese, the chicken salad. Then we went to the Italian one, which is the Cameron. And that, let me just read it first. It's rustic ciabatta, pesto garlic aioli, Genoa salami, soppressata, mortadella, roasted red peppers, sun-dried tomatoes, pepperoncinis, red onions, smoked provolone, homemade balsamic, onion marmalade, fresh basil, zesty lemon, dressed arugula. Maybe that's, you guys just heard me ramble. Maybe that's the problem. It was too much.
And
this is what the eater person said as well. It was like, it was so thick that the eater reviewer said, you thought you might get lockjaw just trying to bite into it because it was just so, it was hard to bite.
No, it was impossible to bite. It's just like the truth. I had to remove half of the bread of my second half of the slice to get it in my mouth. And that's like just science. Like my mouth would not open any larger than that. So it was thick.
And that's where a knife would have been handy so that we could have maybe cut it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like cut the bread in half.
And to be fair, we didn't ask for one. You know, I'm sure we could have.
We're trying to be like expeditious so that people could get in and out.
I don't want to rip on that sandwich, but I would never order it again because although when you read it, it makes me like really hungry and it sounds amazing, but for some reason it didn't work for me.
The bread I thought was again, a little too tough and dry and chewy, but not in the like, you know, like in Europe, the baguettes are like tough and chewy on the outside and super delicate on the inside. It wasn't that how it's supposed to be. It was just, it was kind of felt like day old. It was too thick. There's too much of it. And ciabatta is.
I just think it was too thick and it was a little rough too. But yeah, like I felt like I see what they were doing with the sandwich. Like it sounds like such a good idea, but unfortunately that particular sandwich that we got just didn't work because of the thickness.
But I did eat it. Whereas the Greek I put down.
Oh, I did not eat the Greek nor that.
Okay. Because I manhandled the turkey, my half of the turkey sandwich. I tried very little of the turkey because I gave the more attractive looking half to Kimberly because I'm like, here, you want this scrap that I just tore at with my fingers? I tried to give her the less offensive half. So I wasn't as blown away as you guys were with the turkey, but I liked it. I did like it. But I'm also not a panini fan.
It was just, I thought it was... It was like very comforting. It was warm. It was bursting with flavor. I thought it was delicious. I would have a hard time choosing between that and the chicken salad. If I was going back like today, I'd be like, ugh, I don't know which one I want because they were both really good.
Okay, that one is called the Viola, you guys. It's golden sourdough. The bread was good. Grilled, smoked turkey, chipotle mayo, roasted red pepper, homemade balsamic, onion marmalade, smoked gouda, shaved cucumber, red onion. You know what I'd like to do is go back and then read the menu as I'm eating it to taste those components because
I tasted all of those components. Like, and I think,
the cucumber.
And I heard, I can like see it in my sandwich in the picture, but I did hear some people say, like, you know, when the sandwich was ripped or whatever, that they didn't get, like, the full bite. So I think you do have to eat the sandwich because all of that was in there. But
okay.
It fell out, you know?
Yeah, totally. No, I definitely had, like, I tore it incorrectly and I should have just asked for a knife. I just didn't want, you know, it's like, there's people waiting in line. We're like, come on, hurry.
Yeah.
Not they weren't. Everyone was like, take your time. It seemed like it was, we did not feel rushed.
Oh no, I didn't feel, I felt rushed by watching the crowd and like having them look in. And I was like, after we kind of had done our tasting, like it just felt like really rude for us to sit there and visit and not be eating and just taking up space. So that's why we decided to get up. But in the future, I would absolutely love to sit there and like visit and really just soak into that space because it was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Good people watching window too.
Yeah, it was just like very comfortable.
Yeah, well, it'll die down and become regular flow. So
yes,
we'll go there again. And Terry came over, asked us what our favorite sandwich was. Terry being Katie's mom, for anyone that doesn't know, she was very kind and sweet. She told us her favorites. Katie came and checked, asked how things were. So that was nice.
We asked Terry if, you know, being in the restaurant and, you know, because she's helping train and all of that, we're like, does this remind you of when you were running your restaurant? She's like, not really. This is like way smaller. And she said that, you know, the girls said, we really need your help. And she said they, you know, the funny thing is they really don't need her help. Like they've done such a great job on their own and really have just done such a great job with the sandwich shop. And I thought that was such a cute, like mom moment because, you know, you could tell she was so proud. And it is true. The girls have really done a great job. And you could tell the staff was like very happy and no one was getting yelled at or anything like that. You know, it was, it seemed really nice.
Yeah, I did. We didn't see Logan and we didn't see Anne.
No.
Because I thought Logan was going to manage it at one point.
I did hear there was like a little thing with the bathroom. Apparently, a lot of people in the line were asking for a bathroom or how they're, you know, because some people, we waited in line for about like an hour and a half or something, but others as the day went on were, you know, there longer. And so that was,
and it was getting hotter. So people were probably drinking water and
So it became a little bit of an issue, but,
because you have to use their key and then, so they couldn't give their like ring of keys. Cause if someone walked off with the key, they'd have no key for the bathroom. But then, like, then you need a full-time person just escorting people to the bathroom, and yeah.
So
they should probably figure something out with that for the weekend.
Yeah, I feel like little things like that, or like I personally don't think there's anything wrong with directing people to another option. Like, you can wait for the key, you know, and someone will help you back there, or just so you know, there's a bathroom right here. Like, I know for a fact that there are bathrooms at the park, which is about 12 steps away from them. So if someone could hold your place in line, like sometimes I don't have time to wait in a line or wait for a key. It's like, I have to go immediately. And that's scary to have to wait for a key where there's maybe 12 people in front of you, you know? So I think
it's good for you to tell people that maybe don't know that so they can prepare that just go behind. It's the little dog park right behind. And
I also heard Ariana joke that she was going to send people to Sir, which I believe Sarah and I had joked about that on the podcast too. Like, just go to Sir. It's fine. You know,
except for they're not open until like 5.
Right. Right.
The sandwich shop closes at 4, but on the weekends.
Yeah, and yesterday the sandwich shop closed much earlier because they ran out of sandwiches.
So Brian went and said they were out of sandwiches?
Yeah, so Brian got there. He called me at about, I want to say about 12:45 and was pulling up to Robertson and got in line. And he waited for over 2 hours in line. Or almost 3, because by the time he said like he thought he could get there, and he had time on that day where he could stand there, and so he was like, I'm gonna stick it out and get a sandwich. And and then they came out in the line and said, we just ran out of all of our sandwiches, so we will come down the line and take pictures with everyone. Thank you for coming. We're sorry, but we're sold out.
Oh no.
And it's Brian and I have gotten ourselves into trouble with like food around there. Like we got in trouble on dog day and for, you know, and he got in trouble on this. But if you don't get yourself something to eat, like if you think you're going to like wait it out, there's sometimes you can get into a bind and like have to like stop at a gas station or something. Cause there's really no place to quickly grab food there. So he's like, dang, I was really hungry, you know? And it's like, I know, dude, you got to just like go into pavilions or something, man.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Yeah. That low blood sugar, oh. You know? But yeah, so
not getting that.
Yeah.
That's
so
rough.
That's disappointing. And then I did see some people online that were, you know, really ranting about how dare, you know, Ariana and Katie make people wait 4 hours in the sun for a sandwich. And it's so ridiculous. And I have
well,
to.
Well, that was a choice. They yeah, didn't make anyone wait in line.
I was going to say, I have to disagree with that a little bit. If we had had a problem getting there early and there was like some big, you know, problem in the operation of how they were running things, I would side with this person a little bit. But A, if you didn't get there early enough, like that's kind of your fault. And then yeah. B, it's the grand opening and to be like all these people standing in line, it's like people stand in line for a lot of things. Like it's, I feel like people make fun of people for doing like a reality show stand in line thing, but I could list plenty of things that I've seen people stand in lines for. And, I don't know. I think it was like part of the experience. And I think all the people there just wanted, you know, they wanted to support them. They wanted to show their support. I feel really bad they didn't get their sandwich and they had to wait that long. But I don't think that Ariana and Katie were like, ha, 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 look at those people waiting in line, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't, I feel kind of bad
no,
that they're,
I feel
they're getting
personally obligated. I'm sure they felt that way and felt bad and like, oh, what can we give them? You know?
Yeah.
But it's just at some point you have to, you can only do what you can only do. Like, look, the space is small. They can only store a certain amount of ingredients. They're going to run out. You know, it's not even that they didn't like prep accordingly. Like,
well, and
there's
I,
only so
yeah.
much space they have.
And I think that as they keep going, like people will know that, like if you're going to show up there at 3 o'clock, there's a chance they might be out of the sandwich that you wanted because it's been open all day, you know? So if you, and that's how it works in any fresh bakery or sandwich shop. So, you know, I think like they'll get their kinks out and I hope everyone gets to go like, back and, you know,
just
go have
a
sandwich.
Like, a popular barbecue place here in San Diego. And we were there early too, like 2 or 3 o'clock. And they're like, just so you know, we're out of the brisket. Like the thing they're most famous for, they were already out of by 3 o'clock. You know, it's like, what about all the people coming for dinner later?
Yeah.
So that happens anywhere.
Right. And I thought that Ariana and Katie did a great job because I was also a little worried since they arrived, you know, in the 9 o'clock hour. I thought, gosh, is Brian going to get to see them or are they maybe going to like work till 12 and then, you know, take a break?
Peace out.
But they did stay all the way until it closed. And he said that even after that, they announced that the sandwiches were sold out. They still worked the line and took photos with everyone who was there. And then you also could walk into the shop. Like, I think they were encouraging people to move out, but he said he could have easily, you know, gone in there and taken pictures or whatever he wanted. He didn't do that, but you could have. So
they could still sell merch or they could
yeah.
sell cocktails.
Yeah. So, but I feel like they tried.
Well, they stayed.
Yeah. I feel like they tried to, you know, do the right thing.
Yeah. No, for sure.
And it is, you know, it's their first day. Like they'll learn, they'll figure it out. And, but I thought it was exciting for them. Like that so many people showed up, like that must've made them feel really good. And it looked like a success to me. Again, being third in line, I'm one to talk, but, for us, it was a great experience.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Well, go check it out, you guys. It's open from 10 to 4. I don't know if it's every single day. Well, let me see if it says on the menu. Okay. Oh, Wednesday to Sunday, 10 to 4. That's weird. I'd almost think it would be like, don't you want Monday through Friday? Because sandwiches, that's what you get at lunchtime. And
I think they'll do great on the weekend.
I think they should have made it Tuesday because see you next Tuesday.
It's always on and popping down there.
Okay. So they're closed Monday and Tuesdays. It's good to know. Let people know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that suck? You go up there, you're like, what?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Do you want to get into the valley?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, before we do that, let's talk about our sponsor this month, Apostrophe. You guys have heard us talk about Apostrophe in the past, and you know, speaking of waiting in line, and it was warming up, so we did luck out going early because temperatures are rising, and as we're starting to warm up, we're excited that summer's right around the corner. We're also getting ready and looking forward to the summer months and spending time at the pool and the beach. And I'm currently preparing for a fun camping trip that I'm going to do, spend some time hiking and floating in the lake. I'm so excited. So I'm prepping now and picking up all my supplies for that trip and for summer overall, including my skincare and SPF and all of that. So if you're looking to get your skin glowing in time for summer, it's time to get started with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. So Apostrophe's goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin, whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, acne scarring, Apostrophe will help you love the skin you're in. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. You just simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and your medical history. Then you snap a few selfies and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, body and back, chest acne. It really treats breakouts from head to toe, which is very important for summertime. We're all going to be in our swimsuits and bikinis and all of that. So we want ourselves looking great. My personal skincare goals are to prevent aging and improve any signs of aging I've already experienced. So I was able to express my concerns with an expert dermatology team and come up with a plan to suit my requirements and desired outcome. It was simple to sign up. You just consult with an expert derm team, and I got my treatment without even having to leave my house, which is key. So right now, we have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/pumpers when you use our code PUMPERS. That's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. So to get started, go to apostrophe.com. That's apostrophe.com/pumpers. And click get started, use the code PUMPERS, sign up, and you'll get your first visit for $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Yes.
The Valley. Oh, you know, I got to work on my poll questions today for both Vanderpump and The Valley. And as I was watching The Valley, I'm like, I don't even know what kind of fun questions I can come up with. Like, this was a heavy episode.
It was very heavy. I turned it off and I was like, damn. It was dark.
We were already so, like, depleted and, like, we'd just been running around and doing so much lately. We're like, oh, and then to come into that, like, I was all excited. I'm like, I get to go home and relax and enjoy my valley.
Yeah.
And
then I was like, whoa. I know. It was like, wow, this is, like, really real. And they really took a turn. I guess I expected them to go down this lane of like exploring, you know, the different relationships in the group, but the way they really used the baby moon and the new parents to be like, this is what you have to look forward to. It was like, happy baby shower. You know, it's like, oh.
Jason's like, his like bottom lip's quivering and Janet's just like deer in headlights. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, we can't turn back now. So it picks up where it left off last week with Jax confronting Michelle, saying, look, you know, the guys feel like they need to tell Jesse, but I want to give you a heads up so you, maybe you can get ahead of this. Basically, Kristen told me that you've been texting several men or a celebrity, and you're, she's like, well, yes, that's my job. I'm a realtor. He's like, no, like you were texting like sexy pictures. And she said, no, that's not true. She wasn't, you know, she was networking, but not sending sexy pictures. So she's like, Jesse knows everything. He, you know, he knows. And Jax is like, I don't think I could handle my wife texting other men, but
Jax is like, oh, I hate to do this. Oh, I don't want to do this, but you were, it's like, Jax, just do it. God.
I don't want to bring this up, but oh, it's so awkward and uncomfortable. He's like, so you're going to handle this then with Jesse?
Or should I?
Yes, I will handle it with Jesse. Jesse knows everything.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Jesse seemed unfazed. I did love, though, when she literally says, so I have something to tell you that Jax said. Jax! Like, Jesse does not mess around. And I kind of appreciate that. She's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm not going to play this telephone game. And that is smart. Bring the, before his mind is jaded and made up with whatever she's going to tell him, bring the person in that just said it to her so that there's no confusion and no misspoke words or misunderstandings. So I thought that was smart of him.
Well, and you're not having to do it twice, you know, because then we would have had to hear her do it. And, you know, it's like, oh, God. So, yeah, it just made it made it more dynamic, you know, and Jax was like, oh, like he came in like all awkward, you know, he's like, oh, you're all dressed up, man, like where are we going, you look, and he's like, Jax, I don't care about that, like what did you say? So I liked that. I liked the pressure he put on Jax, and just like they jumped right into the awkward.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, no, she's a realtor, no, I think it's, you know, obviously if it's anything more he'd be like, wait, what? But
in a way, it sounded like he was encouraging her to do whatever it takes to make those client relationships. Yeah. He's like, I tell her, go talk to those men, go get their numbers, you know? So it sounds like he was okay with kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where Jax is suspicious. He's like, why isn't he upset? I'd lose it if I found out Brittany was texting other men. And
I guess
it depends on the texts. Show me your phone.
It would be like if Brittany was like, there was like an exec over at Jenny Craig, and she's like, look, what do you think about this? And she's like sending selfies of like what she looks like to him. You know, it's like, she's working on a brand deal. So is that okay? I don't know.
So I think here's the thing. Why didn't they just say, well, let me see your phone and let me see the text thread between you and this person? And if they're deleted, well, that's a red flag. Why'd you delete the conversation? And if they're not deleted, then it'll clearly show who's telling the truth. It's a simple fix.
Yes.
Because why would you delete something like that unless you have something to delete and hide?
Yeah.
You know? Okay. But before that, we have Jax yelling at Brittany through the door saying, this is not normal. All the other women are normal. You're not. No one else is drunk. And she's like, fuck you. She's like, I'm not drunk. I've not been drunk. Fuck you. Get out of here. And he's like, why can't you just be normal and stop drinking? It's very awkward. He's like, she just struggles between being friend Brittany and mom. And I'm so mixed on this because I don't like the way he's speaking to her. But I'm also understanding his points. He goes, I've seen for 9 years the hell that she goes through as a result of drinking, and it's brutal. So he doesn't understand, knowing the effect, why she keeps doing it.
Well, and to be fair, we've seen that on the show as well. And I think a lot of people have been concerned about not her drinking, but like just like it sucks to not feel good, you know, like figure something.
She had an ulcer. She had her gallbladder removed, which also probably accentuates the issue. And I don't think that he thinks she has a drinking problem and that's how she's taking it. He thinks that it's like, why would you do something if you know it's going to make you feel like that?
Right, right.
And that it, you're right. You know, like I avoid things like the plague that I know are going to cause, you know, I'm like, oh, I can't do this because it's going to make me like, if I'm really hungover, I know there's a couple things I can't do. Like I can't drink coffee. I'll get like hot and shit. There's just certain, like I got to, as you know, I got to be careful about brushing my teeth.
Yes.
As you witnessed firsthand, although I wasn't hungover, that's just in general. Things can happen. And so, you know, and she seems like she's in so much pain with it that I understand his point. Like, why do it? Is it worth it? You know?
And then I feel like breaking the fourth wall in a way where he's saying like, you can't even film. You're literally missing a filming moment in the room sick while everyone is out here working. And because you chose to take that shot or that drink, which makes you sick, now you can't work. And now you're not in the scene and you're missing out. I think that's what he's saying too.
And I mean, I think it's very clear that she has a problem medically, not even the drinking problem, because as we recall when she was pregnant with Cruz, everyone talked about how she had such a terrible pregnancy. She threw up every single day. So it's her body that's going on. It's, you know, drinking or not drinking. She wasn't drinking during her pregnancy, but she was still puking every day. So it's an issue. And
I feel like I would have, how I would have liked to see it. And again, like they did a good job of showing how Jax, even though he's coming off so aggressively about this topic, he did talk to her in private at Janet's at the hibachi thing. They were in the room and she's like, I'm feeling awful. I have to go home. And he's frustrated, but he doesn't do it in front of everyone. He did it in the room with her. This time he lost his shit and he did it in front of everyone. But I guess what I would have liked to see was him go into the room, speak to her nicely, ask if she needs something, and then have a sit down with her and be like, Brittany, like I'm, and like have a one-on-one conversation that we are able to see, you know, that they're filming, and then maybe lose it on her or vent to someone, like vent to Jesse and be like, you don't understand, like this is happening so, you know, like it was just gross how he is just yelling it.
Yeah. And at the same time, he says, but maybe this is what she needs because I have tried one-on-one. I've tried talking to her mom, to have her mom talk to her, and that's not working. So maybe she needs the group mentality. Like, it's probably not the right approach, but I understand his thinking, like, well, let me try it this way then, because I don't know what's going to work. Nothing's working that I'm saying or doing.
Right. And I do kind of see, like, I think Jax deals with things like very like matter of fact with like no emotion. We see him deal with Cruz like this where like he can't even handle hearing him cry, which is a normal part of bringing up a child. Like they don't want to do like some kids love water and they love doing swim lessons. Other kids, you're going to have to listen to them cry and then they'll get it. You know, it's like it's difficult. It's hard. But you can see like something as simple as that. He's like, I can't, Brittany, shut up. Turn it off. You know, it's like, okay, Jax, like calm down. Like, I don't know. There's just,
yeah.
Do you like pretzels and peanut butter?
I don't like those nugget things because there's too much pretzel, too dense.
And sometimes they're like very drying.
Yeah. It's like a peanut butter powder almost.
I feel like that's such like a staple in every office that I've ever worked at. Yes. And like, sometimes when you're like, oh, I can't, like, I'm so hungry, I'm going to die. And I've had
Sniper
to like,
nuggets.
Yeah. And you swipe a couple and like, there's like the little salt chunks on it that are good sometimes. And then that's,
I like them. It's just,
that's what you're eating for
ratio.
Lunch. Yeah.
The ratio's off for me. Yes. That, and then the red vines and the giant cylinder.
Yes. Yes.
For the office.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then they're talking, I like this little line between Jason. I don't know what they were talking. I think they were talking about the Michelle text. And he's like, well, I haven't spoken to another woman and other than my wife in 4 years. And Janet's joking. And she's like, ooh, somebody's trying to get some vanilla missionary sex later. I just thought it was funny.
That is funny.
Like, she can be witty and funny with their one-liners and, you know, I don't like the freeze out of Kristen and Zach, and it's going to go into next week, right? Too, and that's too many episodes without Kristen and Zach.
I know we just talked about the Michelle and Jesse thing and how they called Jackson, but I was really annoyed that she's like, can I have a quick convo with you? And like they shut the door and she's like, so another Kristen story. I feel like, you know, like when someone's like not communicating with each other, but they have like a little thing that they do connect on, what those two do connect on is their hatred of Kristen. And so she knows how to use like certain buzzwords with Jesse to like, to get him to engage with her with, and she kind of manipulates the situation. And that's all she had to do to be like, another Kristen, you know, Kristen's running her mouth again. Here we go. And it's like,
You know, what's interesting is, clearly, he's had a change of heart, and I don't know if the change is because Kristen and Michelle hate each other, but he was on Watch What Happens Live, and he loves Kristen now. He's like, oh, no, I love Kristen Doty. He said it a couple different times, and then they had him play the Mary Shag Kill, and he said, oh, I'd marry Kristen, and then he, like, couldn't decide between, like, Nia and... I forgot who the other options were. It wasn't Brittany. I remember that. He's like, well, no, he's like, I'm not going to do this. He's like, I'd marry Kristen. But I'm like, what? Where did this come from? Now you're like BFFs with Kristen all of a sudden. And maybe they joined forces against, because Michelle is still like anti-Kristen.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, but I was surprised. He was pretty good on Watch What Happens Live. He was very.
Oh, I'll have to watch that.
Yeah. I mean, he was very calm. He addressed everything. He took accountability. You know, there's a couple, I don't know. I just, it was a good to see a different side of him.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, in fact, I was texting with Julia too, and she's like, I don't like either one of them. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, but I'm feeling like I'm liking him more than I'm liking her. And I said this before, like, well, I'd rather have like a bad personality or an arrogant or douchey personality than no personality. And now I'm like, he's a little less douchey for me and a little like, I think he's been kind of humbled a little bit. And just the fact that he's trying and he's watching it back now going, oh wow, it was like, it was already done. And I don't know. He just seems a little more human.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with that take.
So we'll see. I mean, I'll see. Maybe Michelle's a whole different person now because maybe it was just the situation they were in making both of them not have the best presence, right? So maybe she's a delight now, like Katie.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll see. So.
What did you think about the Jesse and Daniel kind of makeup, you know, after their little scuffle on the lake?
So that Jesse was like the Jesse on Watch What Happens Live. When he came down, he hugged him. He took accountability. He didn't totally get it, but at least he did the right things.
Right.
That's kind of how Andy was. It was like, yeah, okay, you're getting there.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was nice.
Me
as
too.
Nice as, yeah. But meanwhile, while they're talking, so Janet's inside cooking. And by the way, I will point out Janet is a very good cook. I've seen a lot of things she's made and posted throughout the years. And I've heard her friends talk about it. Like, you know, Janet just whips things up. But she goes out there to, I don't know, tell them it's ready or ask like how they want their burgers or whatever. And they shoot her away. They're like, get out of here. Like, and she just lost her shit. Which... rightfully so. If you're like, what am I making food for you assholes that just shooed me away? Fuck off. You know, I just wish she would have grabbed some food with her to go into her bedroom and be like, I'm done. And then like have her own snacks.
Yeah. I think she was going out there to ask them to grill.
Oh, okay.
And because everything was done except they just needed the guys to do the meat. Yeah. But, like, on the other side, they were having a moment, and she interrupted it. And I think if, like, the shoe was on the other foot and she was having this emotional scene, she would have shooed the guys away. So, sure.
How was it? Go ahead.
But Jason sure snuffed that out very quickly. He was like, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I was like, oh, geez.
Well, that was a fucking interesting conversation with the guys because... you know, Danny has been like perfect, right? Everyone's like, oh, the perfect couple. Now we're seeing the cracks, right? And I think this is where Jax made that tweet, like, we'll see how this ages, because he filmed these scenes, right? He knows that they also have marital issues, but they have relatable issues that everybody does, right? They're super overwhelmed with all the kids. One wants the city, one wants the country. Like, they have relatable issues, but there's still issues, mm-hmm. right? But I thought what was interesting is, like, Danny's like, women now, they're just, it's a different time. They expect different things. And the guys are chiming in that women just don't appreciate what the men do. They're all like scaring Jason. But I'm like, wow, this seems very like dated. Like, I don't know, like these women now, they just want their freedom and their shoes. And like, they don't want the apron anymore. Like, it felt a little like that. I'm like, ooh.
But normally we don't really get to hear men kind of like admit that and then talk that through. So I thought, I took it as like, it was kind of interesting to hear like behind the scenes of like how yeah. they're feeling. But yeah, you're right. I was like rolling my eyes too. Like, okay. But, I thought it was such, and this is the only, I hate being shushed away. So I 100%. And Janet was pregnant. Like she lost her shit in Hungary. Get it. But to be fair, I did think that this was a very important conversation they were having, and they were going really deep about things. So I also yeah. probably would have shushed. Like if Chad came out, I'd have been like, Chad, not now. And he would have gone inside him and like, Holly doesn't, she has no time for me. She never listens to me. Like she shooed me away.
Or be like, give us 1 minute, but instead of the shh, go, like, and then point her away. It was maybe just the delivery, but yeah. yeah.
And it was because it was taking them out of the moment, you know? And so but totally big mistake in how he did that. But yeah, I thought it was so vulnerable of Danny to say how tired he was and how much he's doing. And also it was a very, like, it was a impactful thing for Jason to see, because to be a great partner when you have new babies, like that's really what it takes. You have that extreme where he's helping and, you know, has sleep deprivation along with his wife. And then you have the other side where, Jesse wouldn't even help Michelle at all. So for 3 years, she was trapped in another room going through all that by herself, isolated. So even though Danny and Nia are having these problems, hopefully they'll be able to work through it because they can communicate. Mm-hmm. But it was just interesting. It would be interesting being Jason and Janet too, going like, oh my God, like how are we going to navigate this to make this work? Because obviously it takes work.
Yeah. Yeah. And they talk about, you know, that on the boat as well. And well, in this scene, Jesse's like, I want another kid, but Michelle doesn't. He's like, I think my marriage is done. I want to save it, but there's nothing I do is working.
Oh, God. It was like, yeah. I would have jumped off the boat. I would have been like, I just need to do a cold plunge right now, because it was it got worse and worse and worse and worse.
How about when they were saying, what did Jesse say to, because Danny was opening up. He's like, well, do you feel like that because she wears the pants? Ooh. And Danny's like, what? She doesn't wear the pants. And then Jax jumps in. He's like, what's wrong with them wearing the pants? Brittany wears the pants. And then Jesse's like, I don't think she does. And it's like, whoa, this is getting, and then like Danny getting the Napoleon complex wrong. I mean, Jason was correct.
Yeah. Well, it was just cinematically beautiful, this scene on the boat, because as they all think they're opening up about themselves, but like it was mirroring back at each of them, and like the way they were like clenching their fist and like uncrossing their, like it was so, the tension was so huge. Like I was just like, everything was just like literally blowing up right there on the lake. Like we got fireworks on the Big Bear Lake right there. Like I was like, damn, this is, like, yeah. I needed some relief. I was like, this is a lot. And then we snap back to the, up to the mansion cabin where Michelle's going in on Nia being like, you don't have to pick Santa Clarita. If you don't want to be isolated, you need to stand up to your man and tell him and make him listen to what you want. And she's like, but it's out of our budget and I don't know, you know, and she's like, do what you want to do. It was like, there was so, I felt like we were just being ripped open.
It's like Michelle doesn't, she's putting Nia in the same boat as her and she doesn't want her to waste her time, but yes. Nia's not in the same boat. Whereas I think Jesse saying this to Jax, he sees it. He's like, okay, I see this. You guys are at where we were a year ago.
Yes.
So Jesse is trying to help Jax, like, do this before it's too late. It's too late for me, but you can still save yourself. But Nia and Michelle, that those are two totally different boats. Jesse and Jax with Michelle and Brittany, similar.
Yeah, I also felt for, it's so weird having these feelings for Jesse because he really was rubbing me like such the wrong way. And now like little things he's saying, I'm like, oh, but he's like, you think I want to be single at 43, a single dad trying to raise a daughter, you know, imagine not having your parents together. Like it was just like, it was really vulnerable and heartbreaking. And I think they all, like I give that for their first season, they all really went there very quickly. So props to the cast. And it obviously resonated with the audience because I hear a lot of people go, I can't get into the valley. I can't do it. But those of us that have watched and like really have soaked it in there's a show there. There really is.
I mean, for him to like, I couldn't like, we met him before we saw the show and he just kind of had this air about him and the air of arrogance, but maybe he was shy. Maybe he's like,
you want to take a picture with me?
Like Danny is not shy. Did he say that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Danny was not shy. He broke the ice for you, right? He walked up to everyone. So I don't know. I thought Jesse was aloof. And then to come full circle and be like, have empathy for him and see him tearing up and trying to help Jack and say, take a page out of my book, learn before it's too late. Like it's like, make the changes that I made too late. And I was like, this is great advice, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, but Jax isn't ready to hear it. And this is where you should never say never on reality TV. He's like, nope, my wife will never leave. Never, never. We don't believe in divorce. We don't believe in separation. It will never happen. She will never leave me. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's really rough.
Yeah. And she's in there saying, you know, was it Michelle? She's like, well, you know, and you don't want it to get, or Janet to, you know, get to the path of divorce. And Brittany's like, it's already there. We're already on that journey. Like she already knew back then, like where this
I also really applaud Brittany for going there this season, because I feel like before we've really been through it with her, like the audience has always been kind of on Brittany's side. For a while there, she lost it because she did keep taking up for Jax and it was too much for everyone. Like I think the audience pulled back from her a little bit, but she's very good at getting people to rally around her. Like I want what's best for Brittany. I want her to be happy. I feel like she deserves happiness. I think Jax deserves happiness too. And I hope that they find it some way, but I really appreciate her going there and showing us that she is fed up with Jax. She's taken it for 9 years. We've taken it with her. And now we're seeing the tides turn and I'm here for it. It's like, you want to wake up now and open your eyes, girl, we'll open them with you. You know, like, let's go.
Yeah. And I just want him to listen to Jesse and be like, take the steps now. Don't, you know, like right now, is it too late right now? Cause she's already, you know, he just asked her on the podcast if she's dating anyone. I'm like, oh, this is going too fast. The train has left the station. Like I thought we were just going to like hang out at the train station for a while in limbo, but.
And then I'm also really nervous because I have a feeling, and this is like just my perception. This is like just a theory, but I feel like they're very much in, Jax and Brittany are a brand much like Tom and Ariana were, mm-hmm. where they have businesses together. Like it's just how it is. I think they can split that, but it's going to take a while. You know, Brittany is hosting regular nights at the bar. Jax hosts his nights at the bar. They're very much still working on like their common goal. And I don't know. I'm worried that I don't want it to get like Tom and Ariana, where they just like stay in that weird little, where we're always wondering, like, are they in love? Aren't they? What's happening? Like, is this a partnership? Or so I hope they continue to stay open and show us what's going on. Yeah.
I mean, they're navigating well with Cruise and the bar.
Yeah.
Taking turns. They're still doing the podcast. It's a lot.
Yeah. And they're doing it.
But I think it's going to change. If she had answered that question and said, yes, I'm seeing someone, I think that dynamic's going to change real quick.
Yes.
It's not going to be as amicable and compatible as it is right now.
Right.
So I kind of, like, in a way, just wish they, oh my God, we got to talk about Lori Kay, would just both kind of like, okay, if you're going to try, then put all your eggs into trying and, like, just don't date anyone, but, like, separate therapy, maybe couples therapy, and like give it your last everything you have. And then if it's still not enough and not working, then you can go on and continue to separate and date. But like if they're still, like he's still trying to work on the stuff she requested and she still has the door open a little bit for him to make those changes, then if those doors are still slightly ajar, I don't think either one of them should date. That's only going to add fuel to the fire.
Yes.
Like, if you're going to give it a shot, give it, like, a devoted shot. Don't just, because, yeah, I don't know. So, Brittany was hosting at Jax's the other night for the watch party. And she's in a, and our listener and friend was there. She went to Schwartz and Sandy's, and then she went to Jax's, and she was sitting at the same table, not even realizing it was Lori Kay sitting at the table with her. And until we saw the group pictures of Brittany with Lori Kay and Kristen and whomever else was there. So is Lori Kay back to representing Brittany? They're friends again.
I don't. Yeah.
It's a mystery building, a mystery. We'll have to watch that.
And so. then Sheena commented, what the fuck, you know?
Well, that's what the confusing thing is, because I can totally get down with that was just a bad rumor and, like, you know, it's just whatever. But the Sheena comment was a little mind-boggling. WTF. So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, Lori Kay was Jackson Brittany's publicist. There was some, you know, rumors, tabloidy things. Oh, is Jax hooking up with Lori Kay? Because all of a sudden Brittany and Brittany's mom unfollowed Lori, took Lori out of their bio as her representation. And then Jax unfollowed Lori and removed her from representation. And now all of a sudden they're photographed together. And then Sheena commented on that photograph, WTF. Like, I thought you hated her, kind of, like, implication, right?
So, right.
No one knows what's going on, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I can't imagine in any scenario about that rumor being true of Jax and Lori, in any scenario, that Brittany would then become friends with Lori again.
No.
That just doesn't make any sense. So I definitely think, you know. I don't know. That's a rumor, but that was the latest on that. What do you think? It brought me back to season, the Jackson Brittany Take Kentucky, when he's like, she lost her spark. And Brittany said that she's like, he's like sucking the life out of me. He's sucking out all my sparkle. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It took me back too.
Sucking out all my sparkle. That sucks. But it was a cute phrase.
It was. It was just
like, you lost your spark.
What do you think my favorite part of this episode was?
I'm sure it has something to do with number two.
Oh, actually not this time. No, my favorite part was when Zach did the black screen and the location of Big Bear.
Yes.
That was awesome. Freaking hilarious. I was like, like, thank God we needed a little bit of comedy relief on this episode, because it was so heavy. And then when they did that, that's hilarious. It was hilarious. And yeah. then I loved, like, Kristen's little spa day where she had the two little foot spas with, like, the you know, the lavender bath salts. You know, she just threw them in.
By the time you do that, buy both of those things at CVS for like $30, you could have just gone to the nail salon and gotten a real pedicure.
You know, I have like three of those because I've had like a bad day at work or something, and I'm like, that's it. I deserve this. And so like I'll buy something like that, and it goes out in my garage because I never use it again. But at the time, it seems like such a good idea, you know? But so
I think it's dirty or there's like a bug in it and you're like, oh, I'm not going to clean this.
And it never packs back into the box like as well to like use it. Like, so it's like, ugh, that I should just use a bucket and put some hot water in.
I've done that. A pail.
Yeah, a pail.
We're just talking about the ice cream pail.
Yes.
Do you know what my favorite part of the episode was?
Has it come up yet?
Are we talking about it yet? I've completely jumped around in all of my notes on this episode.
Okay.
But it has to do with Jesse. And, like, you know how I love his drink suitcase?
Oh,
because I'm a bougie drinker.
Was it offering his coffee?
Yes.
Yes.
And they're like, Jax, you want some of our coffee?
And he's like, no, I'd rather just have Folgers.
Yeah, I'm going to go make my Folgers. Folgers.
I thought that was kind of funny because like he won't give in to their shit. You know what I'm like? He won't play.
And I love their shit, but I also think it's hilarious. Like Jax loves gas station coffee. When I'm on a road trip, I don't go to Starbucks. I go to Gap because it just brings me back to all my road trips through, you know, my 20s and everything. I'm like, I do the gas station coffee just because it's a thing. But like at home, I'm not going to drink gas station coffee. I'm going to have my bougie coffee, which I do special order. It made me laugh. He's like, no, my brother-in-law, like, so Michaela's mom loves Starbucks and loves like great coffee, like years. I was like, oh yeah. But then when she married her husband, who's like kind of a cowboy, he refuses to drink that fancy schmancy shit. Uh-huh. And he's a Folgers man. It's got the can and everything. So now they have to drink Folgers. I'm like, but you like Starbucks. Well, he won't drink that. I'm like, well, make your own pot.
Yeah.
But I loved it. It was classic Jax. It was classic Jesse. I can relate to both. So I love it.
Yeah. I thought that was really cute though.
Jax tells everyone everything's fine. He apologized to Brittany and she does like this classic. He's like, I'm sorry. It'll never happen again. And when he says that, she does like the classic Katie Maloney eye roll. Like, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We needed more Kristen and Zach. So I hope they find a way to integrate them into next week's episode.
Yes. I think they will.
Would you want to go fishing, hiking, or paddleboarding?
I honestly would love to do all three of those. If I had to pick one, I would probably do paddleboarding or fishing. I also love hiking. So it would depend on, I would have to know, like, are we like doing like those bullshit ones where you have to go to the peak of the mountain and hold the sign where it's like ridiculously inclined? Yeah. I'm not doing that. But if it was like just like a beautiful hike, you know, where, you know, it's like moderate, like a 3 mile moderate walk. Shaded hike.
Flat.
Yes.
Like the circle around the lake.
I always look for the ones that like children can do.
there is that like walkway along Big Bear Lake. Like that's a hike.
Yeah, that's
it's a beautiful hike.
Yeah, we're outside. It's fine.
Yes. There's trees. That makes it a hike. But okay. So they're really not doing any of this. Well, the guys are going fishing on a pontoon, while the girls plan this secret baby shower.
I love how Janet's like, oh, that'll be fun. And then she makes, Jason come up and she's like, Janet's decided that she's going to be sleeping. She won't come out. She won't bother you, but she's not doing the paddleboarding. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't think I would want to do that pregnant either. Like I know people do and it probably would be really cute photos, but I would have totally been like, Chad, go tell them I'm sleeping.
Well, and paddle yoga, like she could fall over. Like, is that safe? Probably not.
I mean, yeah. Like what if she's clumsy and like, she really like does a belly flop?
Yeah, or you know, you fall over sideways, you know,
or like fall on your hip on the board and then fling into the water.
Ooh, yeah. You know what the other thing I like about Jesse, why he's now on my I Like Jesse list? He likes thick, curvy women like a Renaissance painting.
Okay, I died when he said, I was like, what the F? Okay, like.
I died when Danny said, you think Michelle is thick?
He's like, well, she used to be.
He's like, she's a lot thinner now. I was waiting for Jax to chime in because Jax always used to say that.
Remember when he Jax and like Drake always say that. But Jax was like, I'm really obsessed with Ariel Winter. And that's like she's gone through like many changes. But at the time, you know, she was like super pretty and curvy. You know, it's like, and I remember Brittany being like, huh? Because it was like the opposite of her at the time. Like, I don't think she had like her boobs or anything. She was like so fresh off the farm, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, she had like a little teenager body when we first met Brittany.
Yes, Kara, she shared a photo on her Instagram the other day of her, and it's like a young photo of her and Kara, and it was so cute. They were like little.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well.
Next week looks like another wild journey that we're going to be on, so.
Yeah, more Danny and Nia marriage stuff. And yeah, I mean, so two more episodes. We'll be at the finale party with these folks. If you guys have any questions you want us to ask, I always tend to freeze up. And then later on, I'm like, wait, I had like 9 things I needed to ask Brittany. And then I freeze. I Cindy Brady it. I'm like, oh. So I think I'm going to have like questions in my notes app to be like, look at your notes before you go talk.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Because I hate that. You're like, damn it. I had like the perfect thing to talk about.
Well, it's also hard because they're so open and like ready to talk that it throws you off a little bit because it's like such a normal conversation that you don't want to like grill them with questions. So sometimes it's like awkward, you know, it's like, it really is just like talking to a friend. So it's either like you keep it really casual or you go in with the questions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do a little bit of both.
I was hoping my friends will come with me on Sunday because I could be like, hey, I just wanted to, you know, their son is at this great college. He's just thriving. He's a lady killer. He's popular. He's just like the funniest, coolest, smartest dude. And there was a speech delay. And so just so you know, you just keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, that it doesn't indicate or mean anything, you know. A lot of people I know actually had a speech delay and they're like, you know, generals and officers and successful. So
thriving.
I just like to give them some encouragement and then have them, if they met my friends, like, okay, you could talk, go ahead and talk like any, you know, but at the same time,
you're going to pull like how Schwartz did to Joe, like, Joe, do you have something to say? Joseph, do you want to say something to them?
At the same time, I know they're sick of people weighing in and giving them advice.
Yeah.
But I think if it's a positive thing, like, you know, it's maybe to make, it's the intent is to make them feel better and give them some relief and be like, oh, really? Oh, that makes me feel good.
Right.
You know, not as you should be doing this or you should be doing that. You know, that's annoying. But just it's kind of a light, you know, it's like, oh, okay, cool. But I don't know. I doubt my friends will come with me. We'll see. Sunday. Maybe have some stuff to report back. I don't know.
We'll see.
Got more stuff coming up, you guys. So stay tuned. Hang in there. Have a great Memorial weekend. I will try to be back with like the Summer House stuff and Jersey. But in the meantime, peace out. Have a good time.
Yes.
Good holiday weekend. Did you say you're going somewhere?
Nope.
Nope.
Maybe the Strawberry Festival. That's as crazy as we're going to get over here.
Okay. Well, do it.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Head over to Patreon. That's only $3 a month. If you can't find it, DM us Vanderpump Rules Party or Vanderpump Rules Party at Gmail, and we'll send you the link. Sometimes Patreon's a little tricky. It's usually in our show notes too. You can click on the links there. And yeah, have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.